English Unlimited, Advanced, by Adrian Doff and Ben Goldstein. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 3.
Track 1.
So the painting's called Two Young Men, and it's by Dutch painter Crispin van den Broek, who lived in the 16th century. So as you look at the painting, what's anybody's impressions of it?
The obvious element is the apple, very symbolic fruit.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, it's commonly known that the apple represents the forbidden fruit.
Of course, yeah, that's the first connotation that comes to mind, Book of Genesis.
And also, the apple was supposed to have a symbolic value in Greek mythology well before Christian tradition. It was associated with Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
So if we go back to the Bible, though, that, of course, the story of Eve seduced Adam with the apple in the Garden of Eden. So the apple became associated with various things, with knowledge, love, temptation, death, and of course, sin.
It's no coincidence that in Latin, apple and death are almost the same word.
Right.
Malus and malum.
But if we go back to the painting, what's any deeper impressions of it?
It's difficult to know what the painter intended.
Yeah, that's true.
What stands out for me are the expressions on their faces. The young men are smiling. They're cheerful. They're unselfconscious. It appears that they know each other very well.
Yeah,
they could be brothers. You know, they have the same red hair
and quite similar looking faces too.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he offering the other man the apple? It's hard to tell whether he's offering it or the other one's pushing it away from him. Also, that's not the top of the apple, is it? That's the bottom of the apple. I wonder if that would... I don't know if that's got any meaning.
Well, it strikes me that there's a whole lot more going on here.
I think we're supposed to look a bit at the background behind them, see the other parts of the painting. Maybe that will help us to interpret it.
Well, what else have we got? I mean, look, we've got two birds. What do they mean?
Well, there's three birds, actually, if you have a good look. There's a crow's head jutting out from behind the head of the boy in red. And there are two dark owl's faces peering over the boy in black's shoulders. I think it's a bit creepy.
So what's it supposed to mean, though?
I think it has something to do with a reminder of death. Owls and crows, they have morbid connotations at that time.
Yeah. Like in Shakespeare's Macbeth, the owl and the crow are considered as symbols of death.
You think the painting seems to be saying that behind the happiness of youth, of life, lies the frightening reminder of death? Mm.